Dear Dr. Jones, I act on behalf of a client who has indicated a desire to introduce the sport of salmon fishing into the Yemen.
This is plainly ridiculous. There's just no way that salmon can survive in those sort of environments.
Dr. Alfred Jones knows pretty much all there is to know about salmon, so when a wealthy sheikh asks him to create fishing streams in the desert, he is, to put it mildly, skeptical.
You think I'm mad?
No, Your Excellency,
of course you do. I would question your judgment if you did not.
I have a dream that one day, when war is in the air, then someone will say, "Gentlemen, let us arise and go fishing."
As he learns to share the sheikh's passion for the project, Jones also has to deal with politicians trying to take credit for his work. And he also falls in love. Salmon Fishing in the Yemen is based on a novel by Paul Tordé and is adapted for the screen by Simon Beaufoy, whose scripts include the Oscar-winning Slumdog Millionaire.
None of us are going to lose our long-lost loves in the slums of Bombay or try and set up a salmon fishing run in the Middle East, but we're all, one way and the other, battling against people and things telling us that's not possible, you can't do that. So I know, but I'm going to try anyway.
I can't help imagining that this crazy enterprise might just come off.
Faith, Dr. Alfred?
Yes, all right then, Faith.
Ewan McGregor stars as Alfred Jones.
And the whole film is about, from my character's perspective, the idea of not being able to believe and being locked up so that you can only see the world through this little myopic lens of your fish science and your unhappy marriage. And through working with the sheikh and meeting Harriet, you know, Alfred becomes somebody who is able to believe.
Emily Blunt plays Harriet, the sheikh's representative, who becomes swept up in the project.
The title in itself is a very fresh idea, and so I think that's something you look for because you read so many scripts all of the same ilk, and so it's really refreshing to read one that has a kind of beautifully note-perfect story.
Director Lasse Hallström says the tone of the story, as well as its broad range, drew him to the project.
It's life and love and passion and faith and what really moves us forward and propels us to cope with life and go upstream and all these things. But it's also quite bizarre and quite funny and quite serious. And it has a range that is absolutely wonderful.
The cast also features Kristin Scott Thomas as a government press secretary trying to use the project for political gain. The desert scenes were shot in Morocco, which doubled for Yemen. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.